Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Welcome to another episode with Dear Becca's Thoughts. Is it been a minute? I know, I probably missed to give you an episode last week. I'm so sorry about that. I'm really, really busy, but I'm going to keep to my promise of giving you an episode every single week. So even if I'm late, it's going to be by probably a day or two. On that note, thank you for joining me on today's episode, and have a story for you. I'll be right back. It has been brought to my attention that you like my storytelling, so I will try to be doing more of that so that we can be more closer. You know, sometimes I try to be a little bit formal. Maybe some people will take me seriously. You'll be surprised that the people that are closest to me do not actually listen to my podcast. They don't take me seriously. They say I play too much. However, most of my listeners have told me they like the soft, playful version of me. So we are going to be mixing here and there, but I promise to give you the more, you know, goofy part of me, because that's the part of me that I enjoy the most, to be honest. So now, talking about today's topic, it happened about 2 months ago. I don't know, remember some details about the story I'm about to tell you. However, I'm going to try as much as possible to make it make sense. So my husband and I went to the bank. We do not share personal joint account. We only share, we just have co-ownership for our business account. So yes, he took me to the bank to, you know, get my signatures for another new business account that we're opening together. And then this account officer was talking to us about, oh, you guys, how long have you been married for? And the same old story, you know, trying to get familiar with my husband and I. So in the middle of this introductory conversation that we were having, this icebreaker, another employee of the bank came, and he just basically made a conversation about himself. I don't mind. I'm not gonna lie. Strangers find me very easy to talk to, and it makes my day. I don't mind. So I don't really remember at what point. So we are gonna call the second employee second. You know, the first employee we're talking to is the account, you know, officer. We'll call him first. So now, second is the one that came and put himself in our conversation, which again, I don't mind. He was, I don't know at what point we were talking, but he brought out his phone to show us that, oh, he has so many, you know, female contacts on his phone. And I was like, oh, that's interesting that, well, you seem like a good looking guy. He's like, yeah, I know. You know, I keep telling my wife that, you know, I'm the best she'll ever get. Sir, I twitched a little bit, but I was trying to like keep my cool. Then he went ahead to say, oh, that, I'm trying to remember some details about it. I should have recorded that same day. Okay. So he went ahead to say, oh, that in fact, his wife knows that he has so many female friends, and you know, she does not, she's now used to it, even though sometimes she tries to pick up his phone to go through his phone, and then he unlocks the phone and tells her, hey, whatever you find on my phone is your problem, you know. And just so you know, that if you're single, nobody else will marry you. Again, I twitched. My husband looked at me. I gave him the look of, I'm about to open my mouth. Then he gave me the look of, Becca, not here. Because, you know, when there are certain things that men say, that just makes me go off. Not go off in a rude way, but I'm going to engage them in conversations that will end up making them look stupid, which was what I was about to do again that day. I've done it a lot to my husband's friends, a lot. Like, I don't have to meet you for more than 15 minutes before I'm serving you. I'm dishing it out to you like you're full of S, you know? So anyways, second decides to like, okay, actually there was one day, you know, his wife was trying to, no, he was trying to put their daughter, I think they have two kids, he was trying to put their daughter to sleep, and then his phone rang. It was like 10:30 p.m. so he went outside the gate to, you know, take the call just so that their daughter does not wake up. So I was like, you took a call? He said, yeah, 10:30 p.m. outside the gate. He said yes. So I said, how did your wife react to that? He went, well, she's already used to it because she knows that she's not gonna go anywhere. She can get mad about it all she wants, but that's my friends, I'm not gonna give them up. And it was basically bragging about this and told his wife that she would be single for the rest of her life if she keeps overthinking the fact that he has a lot of beautiful women around him. That part I wrote down because I wanted to quote him verbatim. Let me read that again. He told his wife that she'll be single for the rest of her life if she keeps overthinking the fact that he has a lot of beautiful women around him. Basically saying that she needs to be okay with it. She needs to be grateful that he is in her life. So therefore, she has to act accordingly. This was what he basically said in so many words. I said, how would you feel if your wife had so many male friends, they were also good looking? How would you feel if your wife was taking calls at 10:30 p.m.? He's like, oh, she's not going to take calls at 10:30 p.m. She's a mom. She needs to be putting the kids to sleep. Da, 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 da. I'm sure from the way I'm sighing, you can tell that I'm frustrated by this guy. I was like, my husband clearly was praying that he stops talking because he knows his wife was about to go off. So at some point, he put his hand on my legs like, Becca, chill. I said, you could never marry a woman like me. He was like, that's why I didn't marry a woman like you. I said, yeah, you're lucky. And at that point, I asked to see the picture of his wife. Drop dead gorgeous woman. Drop dead gorgeous. Then I looked at him again like, this is all of you? He's average. To me, black men are attractive. So first of all, the fact that he's not black already makes me feel like you're not all the way that attractive. Like, for me to say a non-black man is really attractive, you have to be like 100%. So I shook my head like, interesting. I said, she's better looking than you. It's like, well, she doesn't know that. She doesn't need to know that. This was the same way I was pausing that day. Usually I'm a fast talker, but this was the pace I was maintaining that day. Like, this dude is trying to bring the podcaster out of me right now. And it would be weird if I made him cry, because I was ready to go all out and just make him cry. As soon as I got in the car with my husband, as you can imagine, I went off. I was livid. I was losing my mind. Like, look at the audacity this man has to talk to strangers about the way he's treating his wife. Now I can't even begin to imagine how he actually treats his wife. Like, that woman is so good looking, and she does not even know, because he's probably the kind of man that would not let you know how valuable you are. If you're with a man that just wants to show off and outshine you and all of those things and will not let you, you know, be the star of the event or the night, you have a problem in your hands. That's grooming. In my mind, I'm thinking, this guy did not have the intelligence to decline the call that, oh, it's 10:30 p.m., it's bedtime. He didn't have the decency to be like, okay, you know what? Let me text this person back and say, let me call you in the morning. Then he did not even answer the call within their yard. He had to go outside the gate to answer the call. Meaning that whatever you were saying is not because your daughter was asleep. You took that call outside because that person means that much to you. And knowing how much authority you have over your wife, it's a win-win for you. Women, don't let men treat you that way. Always speak up respectfully, but always speak up. There's absolutely no reason why any friend should cause you to be at loggerheads with your spouse. It means that friend is more important than the peace in your marriage or in your relationship. And when that is the case, it's not healthy. We should be free to have friends of the opposite sex. Me, for one, speaking of me, I used to have a lot of male friends. Actually, I barely had 3 female friends before I came to the US. I think I only had 3 female friends, and only one of them was I really, really close to. Then I came to the US, I had more male friends because I've always had female friends. Because I've always had male friends. When I got to the US, naturally, I had more male friends, you know. And because I used to be like a tomboy when I was younger, I find it really easy to, you know, hang out with male friends. Then I met my husband. Then he said to me, I know you have male friends and I'm perfectly okay with it, but just so you know, every one of them would seize the opportunity to sleep with you if the opportunity was to present itself. I was like, nah, it's impossible that they're my friends and my buddies and stuff like that. He said, okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but just have this at the back of your mind. Then I did just that, hide at the back of my mind. One by one, I decided to ask these guys that have been my friends for a long time. Like, okay, so if, for example, my husband is not in town and I decided we should have sex, will you be okay with it? They said, who will say no to having sex with you? At that point, I automatically knew our friendship was over. Because it looked like they were my friends, but I was not their friend. They just saw me as another woman, eligible woman for whatever it was. I think only one of them probably stuck around, but his response was not exactly no. His response was, you don't find me that attractive, so I don't even think there's a chance. I think he's the only one I talked to, but of course from an arm's length, not as much as I used to talk to him. Why am I giving you the story? Before we prioritize friendships over relationships, we should know that our spouses always know who is to be trusted and who is not to be trusted. Does that mean that natural friendship doesn't exist where, you know, men don't want to sleep with you? Yeah. But again, depending on what the woman looks like, if she has a great sex appeal, the man most likely wants, our male friends most likely want to sleep with her. And vice versa. If you have a really good looking husband, yes, his female friends most likely want to sleep with him. Because they are not blind. They might appreciate and respect the fact that they do not have a sexual relationship between them and just keep a distance. But it does not mean that if the opportunity presented itself, they would say no. They would not decline. So I feel as though this man that we met at the bank, I don't know if he's cheating on his wife. That's an assumption I would not like to make. But I think he's enjoying the attention from other people. Despite the fact that he might be hurting his wife, he does not care. This is not the first time I'm talking about friendships that you should be wary of in your relationship. Today, I'm addressing you as someone in a relationship that has friends. If your partner is not comfortable with a particular friend around you, don't call your partner insecure. Don't say your partner is stupid. Don't say your partner does not know what they're talking about. Your partner has an intuition. And if they say, this person wants to mess with my spouse, believe it. Especially if you're married. Because I'm someone that has a strong personality, I have been in situations where, you know, people don't want me near their wives. They're like, nah, yes, I'm the one that will bring liberation. I'm the one that will help your wife think and be like, the way you're treating her is bad. I'm the friend that will help your wife open her eyes. So yes, a lot of men that maltreat their wives, they don't want me near their wives because it's not going to take long before I open my mouth and be like, something is not right. Let us respect our relationship and our marriages and not place them behind the burner for any friendship. Because in the end, if we lose our marriage or our relationship because of these friends will probably not end up marrying us. So this episode is just an FYI. There's a trending story that happened earlier this year. Well, if you're not in the African community, you would not have seen the story. But I watched the wife in question yesterday. And basically what happened was she went to the UK with her husband. She was the nurse and the one with the job. And then the husband got a sponsored visa on his wife's name. However, the husband paid for everything. Based on what the wife said, all she had to do was just pack her bags and shop at the airport. She did not know how much her husband paid for the visa, for the, you know, family visa, you know, to migrate to the UK from Nigeria. She didn't know how much her husband paid. She did not know anything, right? She's been married for 6 years. Then they get to the UK. Within a year, she made friends with this single guy. And this single guy will call her, check on her, buy her flowers. In fact, she works with this single guy. And her husband said he's not comfortable with this particular friend, right? And in her defense, I've always had male friends. Why is this particular one different? And he just really could not. Maybe because it's intuition. People want you to prove intuition, but you cannot prove intuition. So basically, the anger was mounting and mounting and mounting. And then one day she had just come back from a 12-hour shift. She's a nurse, like I mentioned before. And again, this guy had probably sent her flowers or something. I don't really remember. And the man lost his mind. I told you to stop talking to this guy. He went through their messages and said, see, this guy wants to have something to do with you. The fact that you don't want to have something to do with him for now does not mean that he does not want to have something to do with you. But in her defense, she was like, no, the guy was deluded. He did not know what he was talking about. He got mad. He slapped her. And in return, she called the police. She called the police and the police arrested the husband. Later, they released the husband. Then she called the Home Office and had the Home Office remove her husband from her visa, meaning her husband was to now get deported. Just because of a male friend that you have. Look at how she's treated her husband because of a male friend that she has. The husband retaliated by calling the Home Office and letting them know that his wife's nursing certificate, which she had used to obtain the UK visa, is fake. Upon investigation, they found out that it was fake because, of course, he came with evidence. They deported both of them, and now they're in Nigeria together. Knowing how expensive things are in Nigeria, I know that that whole trip would have probably cost the husband about $20,000. Because it's for himself and his wife. The flight ticket alone is $3,000 each. So I'm guessing $20,000 for the whole processing fees and all of that. Trust me, when certain genders are presenting friendship to us, we need to be very, very careful. Even though if our spouses say they're not okay with this person and we feel like our spouses might be wrong, but for the sake of we made a commitment to our spouses, we should respect them and let their wishes prevail. Because in the end, we might lose it all because of a so-called friend that cannot give us the life that our spouse has given us. Whether you're the male listening or the female. And a male friend that just wants to sleep with you will sit beside you, watch you complain about your husband. Everything you say your husband is not doing, he'll begin to do just until he sleeps with you. And when he's done sleeping with you, you will not know whether to like die from heartbreak at how quickly they are going to leave you, or die from regret for not listening to your spouse when they said this male friend that you have is not a good idea. This is to all the married women out there. Choose your marriage over your friend, whether male or female friends. Some of your female friends wants to marry your husband. In case you did not know, they might act like, oh, they're happy for you, or they might act like they cannot stand your husband. Trust me, they want the life that you have, especially if you are the one that goes to tell all your friends, oh, my husband bought me this, my husband bought me that, my husband treats me so nicely, and they're single. In some cases, even if they're not single, they are going to leave their own crappy relationship and still get with your husband. We've seen that happen multiple times. And if you're a guy listening to this, your wife is your home. Your wife is your anchor. Your wife should be the most important person to you on earth. No matter how many beautiful female friends that you have, none of them should be beautiful in your eyes more than your wife. You might be the provider of the home, but your wife runs the home. The safety of you and your kids and the general operation lies with your wife. A happy wife is a happy life. Those female friends are not going to serve you like your wife is serving you, because when we are wives or we are moms, our act of service is limitless. Day, night, we are available. We do everything for you. We'll go all out, making sure everyone else is okay before us. We don't even care if we've eaten or not. As long as everyone is eating, we are fine. So while you're comparing your friend's beauty to your wife's beauty, remember that when they're in your wife's position, they're not going to serve you as much. The more you serve your wife and oil her spirit and give her positive vibes and good vibration, the more it's going to come back to you. For anyone that's not married yet listening to this, if your eyes are still outside, don't get married. The street is ghetto, like I've always said. But sometimes, some people just like ghetto. No judgment there. Let non-ghetto people be. The fact that something is good does not mean it belongs to everybody. Only the people that can appreciate goodness will get it. A few of people out there have been lucky to find good people, but they still screw it up because they said, this person is too good for me. I cannot handle it. So that will be all for today. And when I have more stories, I'll be with you. Thank you so much for listening and have a good one. Be good to your spouse. In the end, they're the best support system that you ever get. Not your mom, not your siblings, not your pretty friends or your hot friends. It's going to be your spouse. The person with whom you made commitment to and said, I do, I will, and together forever. That person, invest in them, sow into their lives, and I promise you, it will come back to you in great multiple folds. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Abeka Starts, and have a good one. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Rebecca Starts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on The Rebecca Starts.